Sports Exchange, episode number 148. And for the first time in over a month, we're back.
We're back, baby. All the technical problems. We're back at school. No more work. We're back. Everything's back.
We're back. We're back. We're so back. But you know who isn't back? The New York Giants. Just pitiful. 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 And Tim, I don't want to hear you complaining about the Jets.
I'm not going to complain.
You're not going to, yeah.
You had to watch Saquon get 3 touchdowns too, so I'm not going to complain.
And I'll get to Saquon Barkley. I'll get to everything about that. We'll get to everything. NFL Week 1 recap. We both went 0-3 to start the contest, if you follow us on Instagram.
That was a tough start. No, that was preseason.
Preseason.
We didn't start it yet. That was preseason.
We are going to reveal the punishment, what the punishment is going to be for the losing person, whether it be me or Tim. College football. Hope it's not going to be me as well. College football. I will reveal my futures. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably have already seen the futures. It's the pinned tweet on my account. If not, you'll get to see them here. We'll recap everything that's gone on in college football. Notre Dame, they've done
a joke. Every year.
They've done it.
You're texting me after the week one win, Stan, like they won the national championship. It was never going to happen.
What did I say to you? I just thought
Penn or Penn State? It could have been Penn State. I could be wrong on that.
It was definitely Penn State.
I got
Nittany Lion fever. I'll tell you that much. Don't ask me about the Bowling Green game, but all I'm going to tell you right now is I got Nittany Lion fever. Oh, yeah, baby. Dylan Raiola. That boy good.
He just looks like Mahomes.
We'll get to Raiola. We'll get to Colorado. Oregon.
I don't even know what to make of them right now. They're something. They're 2-0. They're 2-0. That's what they're at.
Wins are wins. So let's just get it started. NFL week one. Let's just start with the Giants. Because it's a disaster. It's actually a disaster what's going on the blue side of things in East Rutherford right now.
I don't know what to say to you. I have no words. What has it been, 6 years now?
Yeah, year six of Daniel Jones. Year six, and we're still talking about the same things.
Why did you give him the contract?
You're asking me that question.
And you know what?
We can pull up clips too,
because let's go 2 years ago. You're backing this guy.
I was backing. Well, because here's the thing. We were winning fucking football games. I mean, I don't care.
But it wasn't because of him. It wasn't because of him, and it never will be because of him.
Who cares? We were winning games.
You care now.
We're winning games. You care now, don't you? I care now because we suck, but in the moment, we were winning football games. My thing with Daniel
Jones. You're
lucky
the Panthers exist, Stan. You're lucky the Panthers exist right now because you'd be the worst team in the NFL.
I feel bad for the people of Germany that have to experience that game. What's next? We're going to have a fucking Ukraine game. We're going to have a Gaza game at this point. Oh my God. It's a disaster. But anyway, Daniel Jones right now, I'll say it. I think he's done. He's cooked. He is a cooked product right now. He's done.
It's time for Drew Lock. It's clear that it's time for Drew Lock.
My thing is, I hate people.
Stan. Let's
hang on. Let me get. Please shut up. Please stop.
Put it on right now.
Let me just say this. I hate people that always say, "Oh, they should just put the backup in because it can't get much worse than this." And Tim, Jet fans know the backup is much worse.
It gets worse somehow.
Jets fans can attest to this. The backup gets worse. And I don't think the Drew Lock is good. Let me just get that started.
He's horrible. I want to put that out there. He's terrible.
Just the only difference between Drew Lock and Daniel Jones is that one person makes $40 million a year and the other makes $39 million less.
Yeah. Right now,
and
yeah.
If they start Drew Lock, no one's going to bat an eye. No one will bat an eye.
It's going to be really hard to start Daniel Jones consistently because, again, that number, he has two touchdown passes since signing that contract? Three pick sixes?
He's better at throwing to the other team than his own. Yes. The last touchdown pass he threw at MetLife Stadium as a Giant was, what do you call
22?
It?
22?
Yeah, I was the game that I was at against the Colts when they clinched the playoff berth.
You got to go back.
That was the last touchdown pass he threw.
And to think they won a playoff game 2 years ago.
Yeah, this team won a playoff game 2 years ago. And also lost to the team that they beat in the playoffs.
Sam Darnold at MetLife. Sam Darnold at MetLife. The last time he'd been to MetLife was what? He was
probably a Panther.
Yeah, he had been a Panther. He definitely was a Panther.
Probably backing up Baker. It's just that there's so many there's so much blame to put on everyone at this point. You can put the blame on Daniel Jones for the sloppy quarterback play. Absolutely. You can put the blame on Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau for getting no pressures whatsoever. You could also put the blame on Brian Daboll. And I'm sorry. You look at Brian Daboll in 2022 to the Brian Daboll now, it is a completely different person. I think that he is
a gifted quarterback coach. He'll fix him.
I think he's just checked out. I'm sorry. And I know it's week one. And the fact that we have to make a statement and say Daniel Jones is our starting quarterback for week two.
We're lucky we got Tyrod.
Which Tyrod goes to show.
Tyrod would be miles better than what Daniel Jones is right now. Miles.
We saw that last year. Yeah. It's just the last three games that we have seen Daniel Jones play. The Las Vegas, since his neck injury, not even the ACL injury, since his neck injury, Las Vegas Raiders got awful until he blew his knee out. The preseason game against the Houston Texans
wasn't good.
Got awful until he started balling out against the fucking second stringers on the Texans defense. But that's.
Didn't he throw a pick six in that game?
Yes, an abysmal pick six. Like Shador Sanders, like Shador
we'll
Sanders did that. We'll get to him. And then the game against the Vikings just got awful. I don't know where you go forward from here. I don't. I don't know. I'm tired of fucking turning on my television.
I'm not tired. I'm not tired, Stan.
You have Aaron Rodgers. Shut the fuck up.
It's been 13 years. It's 13 years, Stan.
I'm tired. 13. I'm tired of fucking seeing Daniel Jones. You don't even know what tired
is. You don't even know what being tired is, Stan. I'm sorry, but you don't even know what being tired is. I'm exhausted.
There's just so much shit to go around with the Giants, and it's like, Jalen Hyatt, where was he? Played six snaps. Jalen Hyatt played six snaps, and I'm starting to we saw him in that Houston preseason game, standing away from everybody. People were hugging him, and this is a guy that you built up all summer to be your wide receiver two. You traded up for him almost a year and a half ago. In the third round, you traded up for him. You gave up draft picks to go get him. And now here we are. He's not even a factor. Not even a factor. It's bad. There needs to be an overhaul. And to the people that are like, oh, they need if they didn't pay Saquon, I guarantee you right now that score is the exact same if Saquon Barkley's on the roster. I'm sorry. It's just that he's on a good team.
Maybe one more offensive line. Maybe one. That's it.
No. That score is the exact same. I will say this. There were some positives I liked. And some people are going to say, the offensive line looked terrible. I've seen a lot of horrible Giants offensive lines in my life. That one was not one of the worst. I think that there was one little mistake. I think Greg Van Roten had the worst game. Andrew Thomas played phenomenal. Illuminor did well. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't know where to go from here. And it's week one.
It's so funny you say that. I've seen some bad Giants defensive lines. There's probably three teams in the NFL who consistently say. I'm saying there's probably three fandoms in the NFL that consistently say that. You got the Panthers, the Jets, and the Giants. Every single year, it just seems something's going to go wrong in that O-line for those three teams.
I've seen some horrible Giants offensive lines. And that was not one of the worst I've seen. It's so bad. It's just so bad. And my expectation, that meme literally comes into it, is spoken into an existence. Our expectations for you were low, but holy fuck, they were terrible. Terrible. I don't know. And I don't care if Daniel Jones has the fucking game of his life against Washington. I give it till week five. That man has lost confidence. I was looking back at the tape. I swear to God, everybody's issue with him was like, oh, he can't throw downfield. He can't throw downfield. Not only now he can't throw downfield, he can't even throw in the short game either. Like, this man is afraid to throw the football. He is afraid to throw the football. When are they going to just throw in the red flag with him and just say, you know what? We fucked up.
It's the front office. It's the front office. It's the front. They refuse.
The front office. It's not the front. I think it's the
Bears. Yes, but it's front office and ownership. Stan, they're not gonna die on this. This is going to work out. It's either it's gonna end two ways. You're gonna waste a ton of money, and it's gonna be a long next year, whatever, for a rebuild process.
Let me find.
It's gonna work out, and it's not gonna work out. So you're just gonna have to eat this one out. Because the front office is not willing to admit they're wrong. The Jets did the same thing with Zach Wilson. Granted, they didn't give him that extension, so they didn't have to keep playing him. But this is exactly what happens. You waste a top pick, and they suck, and that just is what it is. You don't have to deal with them.
I'm trying to find the message board. Here we go. On the Big Blue Insider message board, someone threw out the question, will Shane and Dable be fired? The Big Blue Insider with an answer. Dable could be fired depending on how it plays out. Shane was given the edict from Mara that Daniel Jones needed a team around him. Shane was not able to bring in his own quarterback. I think that ownership will give him that opportunity. Dable's situation is different. If the team stays focused and rallies around him and they squeak out 6 to 7 wins, he probably will stay. If the wheels fall off and it becomes a dysfunctional mess, he's got to go.
He's going to go.
I think he's got to go.
It's week one. He's going
to
go.
It's week one. And to the people that were waiting outside the fucking...
Tom Coughlin.
I'm telling you, the organization has gone on a steady decline ever since that day. I'm telling you.
That boat picture.
No, McAdoo was coaching that team. I'm telling you. I don't even start it with the boat picture. I start it with when they fired Tom Coughlin, and they didn't like let him leave on his own terms. Like, no, they were like, you're fired after winning two Super Bowls. And Tom Coughlin stepped off the podium, and John Mara had his hand out, getting ready to shake his hand, and Tom Coughlin just snubbed him. Fuck you, John Mara. Fuck you.
Found your favorite Giants head coach.
I'm telling you right now, like, my Mara hate runs deep, and Tim knows this.
Is Tom Coughlin the Terry Collins of the NFL?
He might be. Tom Coughlin is a white whale of this podcast. I'm so
that is the end goal to get him on.
I have a lot of white whales, and they are a broad range of
that's
people.
That is the end goal.
It is not
Tom Coughlin.
It is not the end goal.
Yeah, LeBron's the end goal.
there's a lot of white whales. I'm trying to think of more. I'm talking about my...
It's just a bad game, Stan.
It's just a horrible game. And now I don't know how you bounce back against Washington. Like, I don't know
you
how
try.
You bounce back. You try. I'm trying to look for positives here and be like...
Saddle up. I've been through this.
I'll say this. Malik Nabers. On pace for 1,000 yards.
Garrett Wilson has had 2,000-yard receiving seasons, and he's had like 8 quarterbacks, different quarterbacks throw to him, so
Tim,
it happens.
Tim, a Giants receiver hasn't gone over 800 yards in a season since Odell Beckham.
The Jets haven't had 2,000-yard receivers on a team since 2015. Yeah, 9 years ago.
Who?
It was Decker. And Marshall. Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. Yeah. Now Brandon Marshall's had a podcast for 4 years. He's been at the NFL. And so it's been a little while.
Let's go to the Jet game.
The expectations were too high. The expectations were too high.
I feel like they were.
But how could they not be? How could they not be?
Exactly. No, I don't blame you, but I feel like as soon as the game started, and I feel like...
The drive. It's what it can be. It reminds me of that one drive that Zach Wilson had against the Chiefs where everyone was like, holy, is this
oh shit,
this kind of truth?
This kicked a ball a little bit.
I remember I hitched my fucking donkey to that wagon real quick after that game. I went on a rant, and then he was terrible the rest of the year.
I think with the Jets, it's if you guys
I hate Nathaniel Hackett. Let me just make that clear. Yeah. I don't like him at all.
I think my two issues with the Jets from that game. Number one, the coaching. Salah, Hackett got completely outclassed, outcoached by Kyle Shanahan. Good game. Yeah, no one was...
No, Shanahan absolutely outclassed us. It was unbelievable how he was it was like 18 steps ahead of everything we were about to do. And you know what? Okay. Fred Warner, too. Shout out to Fred Warner. Yeah. The adjustments he makes on the defensive side of the ball, he's unbelievable.
Best linebacker in the sport. So
yeah, unbelievable. I
mean, you have to expect that. Number two, this is where it kind of falls on the offense here. I think the only, outside of Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, a non-Breece Hall or Garrett Wilson receiver didn't get a reception until...
Alan Lazard had two touchdowns after the Lazard touchdown. But you know what?
After the Lazard first touchdown.
But here's what I got to say to that, is because Mike Williams obviously isn't playing, coming back from an ACL injury, whatever, that leaves him in. How do you throw the ball to anyone other than Garrett Wilson after Alan Lazard drops that third and what short on the first drive of the game?
Yeah, that was...
It's hard to recover from that, because how you lose all confidence in him. And the one time he gets the ball is on a flagged play, which, shout out Aaron Rodgers, most touchdowns of all time on flagged plays, but it was a meaningless touchdown. I mean,
I wouldn't say it was a meaningless touchdown.
Well, when San Francisco scores on eight straight drives, what the hell? It means nothing. It means nothing.
As without McCaffrey, too, and we'll fucking get to that, because that's just such...
And here's
As a McCaffrey fantasy owner that lost... Because of that, I couldn't pick anybody up. Bullshit.
Move him to the IR, pick up his backup. That's what I did.
My uncle lives in the Stone Age.
Oh my god!
No IR. It took him until 2022 to add tight end to flex.
Is PPR even a thing in that league?
Nope, half PPR.
I figured. Half PPR. I will say, here's my biggest takeaway from the Jets game. Is I as much credit as you can give to the 49ers off.
Happy birthday, Uncle Dean, by the way.
What a day. I will say the biggest takeaway for me was, and I'll give as much credit as I can to the 49ers O-line, but you can't block for that amazing for that long. Hassan Reddick is needed. I would give him the contract now, because as much as I love Jermaine Johnson, he bullied on the outside completely. He's a complete speed edge rusher. He's not going to run through anyone on the outside of the line. Hassan Reddick will. And the D front, I mean, they just did not get to the backfield at all. The run defense was horrendous. Some of the worst I've seen them have in a very long time.
That was
a big X factor going into the season is, I didn't love what Salah said, is the defense will they'll figure it out. Yeah, I know they'll figure it out, but dude, come on. Take some accountability. Jets didn't really make many adjustments when they were running the football. They ran kind of the same. I know they run sort of a similar scheme all game, but they were not stacking the box. And you know why they couldn't? It's because they couldn't get to the backfield of the pass rush either.
They couldn't.
So the defense's got to make adjustments. I know 49ers O-line is unbelievable. Trent Williams had a fantastic game for not playing in preseason whatsoever.
Preseason at all.
I know it's growing pains.
Ayuk.
Well, what's his? We have number 15. What's his face? Was going crazy. Juwan Jennings?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That dude's a beast. He's like a mini DK.
He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, they got to address the D front. They got to be able to get in the backfield. I know there's a question mark going into the year, so that's first and foremost. I thought the secondary played pretty good, actually. I thought the passes that Purdy made were pretty. I mean, decent coverage, except for a few soft spots. So that third and long.
Yeah. Some receivers got to make those catches though. Ayuk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, know what? As much as you lose it, I get it too. Yeah, and I get it, and I don't think people were giving as much credit. I thought Michael Carter played that defense pretty well. I mean, that's an over-the-top ball. It's really hard as a nickel cornerback. I mean, he made it as difficult as he could, and they didn't give any – that's a tough catch, too. I mean, Ayuk's diving, corner of the end zone, it's not easy.
It's a good play.
Yeah, it was an ugly game. Jets got a rebound next week. They got Tennessee on the road, so we'll see what happens. Maybe they can beat up Will Levis.
I feel like you guys will survive.
I think so, too. I think they'll beat up Will Levis real good.
That was bad. Will Levis. Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. What was it? All defensive points scored?
I believe so. He did the little... He did the surrender cobra.
Yeah, it was just...
And speaking of Caleb Williams, let's just start it with him, because we were going to do Deshaun Watson. I feel like with Caleb...
Adjustment period.
There was like one play where he was trying to like spin out of spun three times trying to get out of a sack. Like, that's not going to work. However, is it just I feel like he just knows how to win games. And that's a good thing. And there was that one touchdown pass that Keenan Allen dropped. And then you kind of just have to thank the defense and all this. But I'll just say this. Caleb Williams, he'll be okay. I just think that if it were a different quarterback, maybe the result would be much different. Much different.
You know what? Yeah. Right? And you can see that. But
if Justin Fields starts that game, do they win? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mismanaging the ball. But I think people will just immediately assume this guy's going to be Mahomes. I mean, you got to understand, Mahomes didn't even start out of college.
His rookie year. Did not start his rookie year.
Backed up Alex Smith, who, again, teaches you things that Caleb Williams is going to have to get taught, where you can't just spin out of the pocket and make these Pac-12 plays. It's not how it works, unless you're Lamar. But just not how the NFL works. I mean, you can't make these plays. So you can't play hero ball. He'll make the adjustments. It's the first game. The guy that I know we're going to get to Deshaun Watson, but a guy that I thought would be a little bit better, Bryce Young was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, terrible.
That was not good.
And if this guy's a bust, I mean, this is like the biggest setback I think we've seen in a sports franchise in a really long time, where you've given up so much. They had Stroud.
They could have gotten Stroud if they kept their draft pick that they traded to get Bryce Young.
Caleb Williams.
They could have gotten Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
This is a malpractice if I've ever seen one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I blame Tepper. This is complete ownership. They push this that we want a complete rebuild. This is the guy. We're going to rush it.
I will say they made a very good hire with Dave Canales. Because I think that it's sort of like Geno, like when he was with Seattle, like Geno's a veteran quarterback. He knows he just needed to like take that like next step. Same thing with Baker Mayfield, veteran quarterback. Been there before, just needed like he needed the confidence to feel like he is one of the league's best, and he was a stop away from going to the NFC Championship game. Bryce Young is much more of a project than Baker Mayfield, and Geno Smith, but I do think that they're in good hands.
Yeah, I have so many worries because you don't.
Yeah,
because this is like a Zach Wilson thing where you don't usually see a second year guy make the same mistakes over and over. You know what I mean? That he was making in his rookie campaign. Obviously, granted, that was one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen last year. So he was getting destroyed every second of the game.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's stuff you got to rebound from, and he didn't really learn much. But I don't know. I expected more from him. They gave up a ton. So
yeah, they gave up a lot. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's. Now, what do you want to start with? I mean, the off-the-field stuff, the on-the-field?
Let's just start on the field. I mean, now I know why. Like, now I know why they won fucking playoff games. They were terrible with him and won, or almost won, or not almost won, made the playoffs with Joe Flacco. Something's got to give here.
Is it the system or is it him? Because it's really...
I think it's him. I think it's him.
The fall-off is insane. And the, I think they, it's him. 240 guaranteed. Like, this is a hole for them. They're not really going to – again, like, another situation where the team is so good that he is holding them back.
Part of my take said it best. Like, this might not be, like, the worst sports contract ever. This might just be the worst contract ever.
Yeah. Like, I mean, DiPietro's up there, but yeah, I guess money-wise, there's more here.
Like, the Louisiana purchase or the Deshaun Watson contract?
It's unbelievable.
It's actually insane that this man got $240 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and
I'm
and
trying
I will
to
say,
find...
I will say, in bad contracts, I mean, I'd be remiss not to mention, Daniel Jones is making 100...
You just want
to
kill me?
I had to.
You just want to fucking kill me? Like, do you think I'm like, already, like, reminded
Deshaun
of
Watson
that?
Watson is bad, but at least, like, he may be able to complete, like, a five-yard pass. Like, I don't even know if Daniel Jones has it in his bag anymore.
Daniel Jones can't even throw a football at this point. He's like... Jones is like fucking walk, like stepping up into sacks. Like his,
he like,
like
a walk on it, walk on tryouts against like the first string.
He's done. Again, he is done. And those uniforms sucked. And like, especially on top of that, they're celebrating like the 100 greatest Giants ever and half of the greatest Giants ever. Lawrence Taylor's there, Eli Manning's there, Carl Banks, all these guys. Carl Banks said on his podcast, like, Lawrence Taylor was like, I could take 20 of these top 100 Giants right now in their 50s, and we could fucking beat these guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's disgusting. We're back in purgatory.
Yeah, and I hate to bring up, you know, up all this Giants stock, and we're going to keep running on with this, but Has any team really ever done this? Like, stuck with this bad of a quarterback for this long?
I can't remember. Like, I cannot remember. I cannot remember. But, like, here's the thing. They're known for doing this. They did it with Eli. But nobody really gave a shit because it was like Eli's one of the best players in this franchise's history.
That's different because he already had the history behind him on the team. Like, that's Big Ben staying with Pittsburgh. A guy you brought in and was like, this is it. This is who we have now.
For whatever reason, John Mara wants to replicate what he did with Eli Manning with Daniel Jones, and it's just not working. And I don't think
Daniel Jones?
Because Cutcliffe.
You know what he's waiting for? He's keeping Daniel Jones to Arch Manning's available in the draft, and then that's when you're giving up everything to get him.
I mean, I'll live with that. But
that's 3 years down the line, buddy.
Two years. Yeah. Sophomore year. Oh my god, imagine. Oh, the scenes.
He's a backup right now. Let's just take a deep breath.
I sent my Cowboys fan relative, my cousin's husband, texted me and was like, if Shedeur Sanders goes to the Giants, what do you do? And I'm like, fucking kill myself. He's like, what do you do? Like, they fire Dable, hire Dion, draft Shedeur. I'm like, you're never seeing me again.
You don't want Coach Prom?
Absolutely not. We're going to get to Colorado. More NFL. Anthony Richardson.
I don't even know what to make of that start.
I don't know what to make of him. Because you see, he made throw of the year so far of drops back, slips and falls.
He had nine completions.
I
need more. I need more. I don't know what he is yet. I need more.
Joe Mixon going no gloves. That was cool.
Yeah.
Ran for 140 fucking yards, so, and two touchdowns. So that was pretty big.
He had a great game. J.K. Dobbins had a great game.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins did amazing. Trying to think. Jordan Mason.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, you mentioned fucking Daniel Jones. It's fair game now.
It's so annoying watching him run the same play every down, and it just would work every time. It was sickening.
Old Oregon guy, Bo Nix. What do we think? Can I just say?
Nice spin move. Good touchdown.
But I will say, almost like all the throws that he made, from like what I was watching, you could hear the color commentator just go, oh no. Like, before the ball even gets picked off or dropped for a pet, you just hear, oh no.
I think there's definitely going to be some growing pains. I mean, he's not in a good situation either, obviously. Whatever the hell's going on in Denver is just, who knows, but
he's not in the best situation.
Sean Payton will figure it out.
Tom Brady in the booth. What'd you think? There's going to be some growing pains. It's going to take a while to get used to his voice because his voice is very whiny, nasally.
I can't believe I still have to see this dude. I thought I was done with him. He tormented my life for 11 years.
11?
Well, we won in 2009 in the playoffs against them.
That's
so
fair. That's fair. That's fair enough.
Can't wait. And we lost.
Okay, yeah. It's going to take a while to get used to Tom Brady in the booth. There was one no-no that he made the first 5 minutes of the game. He said, I think he said the same word twice.
You can't do? Maybe you can't start Kirk Cousins?
That is, because it sort of lines up with Rodgers, because they did not run a single thing of play action with him. Which I feel like is something that you would want to do when you have Bijan Robinson as your running back.
I just don't think he can move anymore.
They're afraid of him moving, which is
it's not a good sign. Pennings get a shot?
Not a good sign if you're a Falcons fan. Not a good sign if you're a Bijan Robinson fantasy owner or a Drake London fantasy owner, because it's not a good look. At least Rodgers, he was kind of moving. I mean, he dropped back four times, but it was
dude, it was not when he tried to roll out of the pocket. I mean, he looked like he was tippy toeing.
He made some good throws. I'll give him that. He made some pretty good throws.
The Garrett Wilson catch was phenomenal.
The Garrett Wilson catch, that was a phenomenal throw. Phenomenal.
And then that Alan Lazard down the line was nice.
Yes, that was a good one as well. I think it's just going to be. I think there's going to be some growing pains. You also have to keep in mind.
I understand. I know. He hasn't played in 614 days.
Yes. He hasn't thrown multiple pass attempts in 630 days. But at the same time, He's 40 years old. He's not the top five guy that he once was.
No, he just needs to be the top 10. The top 10. And you know what? How mediocre quarterback play is in the NFL now, Stan? Like, that shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard.
All right. It shouldn't be that hard. College football. For those who don't know, we were going to do
this. Notre
Dame
sucks.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Notre Dame. We're also going to talk some Yankees as well, because Aaron Boone just made
Mets.
Mets as well. Mets are on fire.
It is crazy, Stan. They got 7 games against the Phillies and 19 games left. I mean, if they beat, I'm just saying, if they win all 7, hypothetically, they could win the division.
Oh my god! I feel like we haven't even talked about that song. That's how long of a hiatus that we've been on.
It's still playing.
Still playing to this day. College football. We're going to talk about my futures. We were going to do this. We were going to have our own little college football preview episode, but then that fell through the cracks. I will get my win totals and futures right now real quick. Utah to win the Big 12 at plus 280, and Utah to make the college football playoff at plus 190. So far, so good, despite the fact that Cam Rising is injured. He hurt his thumb. Utah is kind of like the New England Patriots, where they just don't say how long someone's going to be out for. They were like, Cam Rising last year was on the injury report every game on the injury report. Questionable. And then everybody just finds out, like, at season's end, he just had a torn ACL. he just had a torn ACL. So he hurts his throwing hand. So the only thing that I have really is a video that I saw on TikTok of someone asking Cam Rising on the sideline, a Utah fan asking Cam Rising from the sideline, are you healthy? Give a thumbs up if you're healthy. And he gave a thumbs up. They play Utah State this week. They get a big one in Stillwater against Oklahoma State next week. Wouldn't be surprised if they do rest him to get him ready for that Oklahoma State game, because that's going to be a pretty big Big 12 game. Those are the two best teams in the Big 12. One of the two best teams in the Big 12. We'll see what happens. Next up, Miami to make the college football playoff.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Whoa, Tim, it's looking good.
Let's not say crazy good. They didn't have too hard of an opponent in the first 2 weeks.
Have you seen this guy Cam Ward ball? Oh my god.
No, I know. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's you got some gusto with that.
And with how Florida State has been.
Oh, well, that's not DJ fries in the bag. I mean, that is just the worst thing I've ever seen. And I completely slipped my mind that you didn't even brought that up. Is that the worst team? Out of the big schools, like competitive,
like Notre Dame, Florida State.
Florida State's the worst. Like they're just, I don't even know.
We'll talk about them. They bring in the best transfer quarterback, Cam Ward, who Florida State wanted. Fun fact.
And, best transfer quarterback is Dylan Gabriel's transfer. Let's just pump the brakes. It's been 2 weeks, Stan. 2 weeks.
One of the best transfer quarterbacks in Cam Ward. Fine. Are you happy about that?
And lefty throws a pretty ball and you know it.
And the best transfer running back in former Oregon State running back Damian Martinez. They bring in an experienced receiver in core led by Xavier Restrepo. They only have one game. I mean, at the time that I wrote this, they only had one game in an underdog role against Florida State. Now I see Miami winning that game by fucking double digits.
I don't even know if Florida scores.
Yeah, I don't think Florida State fucking scores at this point. They can navigate the season, but you just got to hope that Mario Cristobal isn't an idiot. Missouri, over 9.5 wins. Very weak non-conference schedule. Already beat Murray State. Already beat Buffalo. They take on Boston College, who's now ranked.
They're a good program.
This could be big for the resume because a ranked win is worth more than a mile, especially in this era of college sports. And then they go to UMass, Tim. Missouri going to UMass. How the fuck did they agree to that?
Must have paid a good penny for that. What's a spread, like 55.5 points?
I mean, it has to be.
Minutemen are terrible.
Worst team in the sport.
They actually might be.
Why are they going there?
I have no idea. I can't fathom, now that I'm thinking about that. I don't get the appeal. Don't.
Who, I don't know. They're able to avoid Texas and Georgia in SEC play. Only tough games in the SEC are at A&M, at Bama, and home against Oklahoma. The SEC games that they should win, Vanderbilt, Auburn, South Carolina, who's actually looked pretty nice, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. South Carolina gets game day against LSU, yeah. Who does not look that good.
No, and plus 6.5 spread was pretty money for South Carolina last week.
Yes, this it was. Weekend. Yes,
won by 24.
Nebraska over 7.5 wins. What a find that I had with Nebraska. They are favored in the first 7 games. They beat UTEP. They throttled Colorado. Going into the Ohio State game, there is a very realistic shot that they're going into that game 7-0. Matt Rhule teams always make that second year jump. I believe when he first started Temple, they won 2 games. Next year, they won 6 or 7, made a bowl game. And then at Baylor, they only won 1 game his first year. Second year, ended up winning 8 or 9. So if Raiola lives up to the hype, which I think that he already has, I don't think that there's a problem going over that 7.5. Speaking of Dylan Raiola, and I get it. He's a freshman. He's young. Just a kid. We're allowed to say that now because we're 21 years old. Just a kid. Don't you find it a little weird?
Yeah, like extremely weird. Extremely weird.
I'll just say this. I was a couple beers deep watching Raiola ball out against Colorado.
And looks like fucking Mahomes, dude.
I was just gonna say, I'm like, I did a nice little drunk tweet. I was like, I don't care what anyone says. Dylan Raiola is my guy. looked a little Mahomey. He's my guy.
My guy,
Dylan Raiola.
Listen, I wore 13 in high school because Manny Machado was my favorite baseball player. But I started wearing that when I was like 13 years old. All right. I'm not in college with like fucking. How young are these kids really now? When was Mahomes? Wow. He must have been like a sophomore in high school, freshman in high school. Not even before that, like in seventh grade.
We were sophomores in high school when Mahomes had his breakout year.
He must have been like seventh grade.
How old's your sister? Because technically he's your sister's age.
Oh my gosh, you're right. She's 3 years younger than me.
So we were sophomores, seventh grade. He was in middle school.
Yeah, I guess it's like the Steph Curry thing.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
23 if I played basketball. Is that Go James? That Go James? I'll never bring him up.
God. Arizona, over 7.5 wins. New head coach, I don't care. They were able to bring back the team, last year's starting quarterback and last year's star wide receiver, Noah Fifita, and this is a Hawaiian name, first name that I'm going to butcher, Tetairoa McMillan, after a 10-win season and an Alamo Bowl victory. 4 offensive linemen come back as well. They do have home games against Texas Tech, Colorado, West Virginia, Houston, and Arizona State. I get it. The first 2 games were very shaky considering the teams that they were playing. They were losing to Northern Arizona at halftime. I get it. It still feels like a steal at 7.5. I feel like once they get to Big 12 play, they'll be all right. Next up, Houston, under 3.5 wins. Second year playing Big 12 football. It is a brutal schedule. They made a very nice hiring Willie Fritz, who had the best group of 5 team in college football last year. But to remember that Fran Fraschilla quote about Bruno Caboclo, like he's 2 years away from being 2 years away. That's how I feel about Houston this year. They're 2 years away from being 2 years away.
How do you feel about Daniel Jones?
Never mind. Just a brutal, brutal schedule for Houston. I believe they're already 0-2. If I'm not mistaken, they lost.
It's Houston football. It's not like it's basketball.
I know it's not, but still, I feel like Houston kind of somehow makes their rounds. They lost to UNLV, who has a quarterback his name is Matt Sluka. They just call him Sluka Doncic, and it's the best nickname in sports right now.
Sluka Doncic.
And then they barely beat Oklahoma, which kind of worried me a bit. They barely lost to Oklahoma. It was 16-12, which kind of concerned me a little bit. But they have a game this Saturday against Rice, I believe. Yes, Rice. So hopefully they don't.
Liberty's division?
Who? Rice?
Rice.
They're in the American. So they're with like
track.
Army and Navy are in the same conference this year.
Best kind of football.
Yeah, but
Smash Mouth.
But it doesn't count towards the standings, which is stupid. It's very stupid in my opinion. Next up, Temple, under 2.5 wins. I'm just gonna say this right now. Temple is going to be the worst team in college football. And if
worse than the Minutemen?
They're going to be worse than the Minutemen. I think the last time that their quarterback before week one played an organized game of football was 2022 when he was playing Division III football. This team sucks. Yeah, this
couldn't get anyone out, dude. I get NIL money, but you couldn't recruit anyone.
This team sucks. They've posted two straight 3-9 seasons, and the AAC has just become it's become much more competitive now with Memphis. They have a difficult schedule on the road and too much roster turnover at quarterback and offensive line, where they're just so.
Well, duh, they have a D3 quarterback who hasn't played football in 2 years.
Either D3 or I forget.
Either way, if you haven't played football in 2 years, it's Sean Watson.
Let's see. They played Oklahoma, lost 51-3. The guy's even hurt, too. He got hurt. His name's Forrest Brock. Oh my goodness.
Their starting quarterback.
Who was it against Navy? They lost 38. Oh, still Forrest. Oh, he got hurt in the Navy game. My bad.
How many passing attempts did Navy have that game?
Let's see. Well, the final score was 38-11. 9 pass attempts.
Real good Smash Mouth. That's what I like to see. That's a Rutgers brand of football. That's that New Jersey grit and grind. I know it's not Jersey, but that's the same style, and that's what we're looking for here.
So they have 3 straight home games at the link. That they play where the Eagles play. Did you know that?
That's embarrassing.
Oh my god, it's so bad. It's so bad. They're 18.5 point underdogs against Coastal Carolina.
I'll tell you all you need to know there.
Oh my god. Then let's see. Who else? Their next 3 games are at home. I'll just tell you right now, they're going to be underdogs in all of them. Home against Coastal Carolina, home against Utah State, home against Army.
Well, if they couldn't stop the run in Navy, Army's really going to get to them.
I feel like, honestly, I'm shocked that it wasn't at 1.5, but now it was at 2.5 when I got it. I'll leave it at that. And then, last but not least, the granddaddy of them all, your national champions will be the Ohio State Buckeyes. How can you not love this team? How can you not love them?
It's not that I don't love them. I'm an Oregon fan. I'm just going to disagree with you.
I know you're going to disagree with me. I keep on forgetting you're like a Big Ten fan now. Every time I mention like Ohio State or Michigan,
not a team I like. Yeah, Michigan sucks. Why would you even mention that?
Sucks. I don't even know why I said Michigan. I get that Will Howard's a quarterback. He's not like the best quarterback, but Chip Kelly at offensive coordinator, especially in this era of college football, is a steal.
That racist fuck.
Yeah, he knows how to adapt to his players. You add in the additions of Quinshon Judkins, who is in a backfield with Travion Henderson. You bring in the best, honestly, the best player in the transfer portal in Caleb Downs. I don't care what you say about Dylan Gabriel, the best player in the transfer portal was Caleb Downs. The fact that he went to Ohio. And it's like, the thing is, and I'm going to bring up Clemson, even though they put up 35 points in the first quarter. You see these big teams using the transfer portal. It's not like you have to go in there and do what Deion Sanders did and like revitalize your whole roster.
Just retool.
You just like have to retool. Agency. That's exactly what Ohio State did. Their secondary struggled last year. They went ahead and got Caleb Downs.
But you
got
to be blessed enough to be a team like Ohio State. And
oh, yeah.
You feel like, no, Colorado can't just be like, all right, you know, we'll just bring in 2 guys. We'll be good.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Let's talk about real college football now. Other than bets, Notre Dame. That was rough.
Embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. And, like, it just makes so much sense. Just classic.
Makes me happy, though.
I mean,
it just makes me happy. No, not for you. Not like that you're... It's just because everyone that I know everyone I know from Pearl River will tell me they're a diehard Notre Dame fan. They won't watch a single game until it matters. And then when it matters, they're just like, oh, we watched the one game they lose. They're like, oh, every year. I'm like, you don't even know what happened this year. You don't even know what happened this year.
Oh my god. My Italian grandfather, who's like no, he goes, oh, you got to root for Notre Dame. I'm like, why? Like, you're not even Irish. I'm like, I'm like, you're not even Irish.
It's Rutgers. Get it through your skull.
I'm like, you're not even Irish. Like, get over it. He's like, oh, my grandmother was. I'm like, no, she wasn't.
It's like anyone who's got any, like, Irish relation, they're just like, oh, let's go Irish. Let's go to fight in Irish. Get it. Notre Dame. Pick a conference. Pick a fucking conference, Notre Dame. Maybe you'll win something then.
And it's like, the thing with that is, like, them not being in a conference, I know that at first I thought it, like, kind of screwed them because you win your conference title game, you automatically get that bye. People were like, I don't know how to think of it, because now if you think of it, and now I don't know where the fuck they're going to be now, because they're like, what, plus 350 to make the playoff now? So I don't even know if they make the playoff. But let's say if they did, they would probably be a 5 seed. Or probably not. If they went out, I don't know. That NIU loss is just so bad. Like, I don't know.
I don't think you can make it even. Like, it's even with a 14 team, you're no confidence. Yeah. Like, it's like, for me, it's going to be hard.
Because people were saying, like, oh, if this actually helps them, because if they're the 5 seed, they play the group of 5 team, they win that game, they play either the Big 12 team or the ACC team that they're probably better than. So then they go to the semifinals. But I'm like,
not really.
I don't believe it. Like, it's Notre Dame football. No. Like, you gotta like,
it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Yeah, it'll never happen. And like, I was just, we were going to record last week. We didn't because scheduling conflicts. I was going to be on this podcast and like praise Marcus Freeman. I'm like, this dude's a fucking baller and he knows exactly what he's doing running this program. Dodged a complete bullet. I still have like a little bit of faith that Notre Dame could possibly like maneuver their way in.
Who
but it's
cares
gonna be
at this
very,
point? I don't even care if they get it. You lose. They lost to NIU. That was their first ranked win in like what ever.
I don't even know. Like, we have to look at the schedule. They got to go at Purdue, and like I don't care what anyone says. Like, Purdue in a big game. We saw it with Ohio State multiple times. You do not want to play Purdue in a big game.
No,
the thing is,
it's like the games now, they have to be like, oh, we beat Georgia too. Like, to compare to that, we lost to NIU. Like, you lost to NIU. Like, that's not, there's no, it's a horrible team to lose to. Unless they have a sixth season. And then I take back what I said. But
if they, win out, I don't think they will. Let's just look at the schedule. Purdue, it's a shaky environment. I honestly don't think they win that game. 10 points seems like a lot. Miami, Ohio, they win. Louisville, I don't know. Stanford, they win. Georgia Tech,
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I don't know. I know they lost to Syracuse, but Syracuse looks pretty good too. Navy, that's at MetLife.
Can they handle the Smash Mouth?
I think they can.
I think they'll be fine.
Florida State, that's a win. Virginia.
Is it anymore, or is he just two of the worst football teams in the country?
I don't know. Look ahead line has Notre Dame favored by 4.5. Virginia, that's a win. Army at Yankee Stadium.
That's a win.
Then they go at USC.
I don't even know anymore. I actually don't think they win that game.
I like Miller Moss a lot. And I know that they've only played like they beat LSU. LSU did not look that great. They beat Utah State, a team that they should throttle. They beat them 48-0. Is this USC defense like, are we really seeing what
is this Jadavian Clowney-esque?
South Carolina, not South Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Southern California. I'm still thinking of starting. I don't even know why. USC, that got mixed up in my head. I was thinking that we were talking about USC Trojans too. I don't even know why. That slipped my mind.
I said LSU and they're playing LSU. South Carolina is playing LSU. And I was like, yeah.
So whatever. It was a little mind fuck there. But I know what you're saying. When's the last time a California school's been like real, real, real good? Luck?
No, a California team made the playoff not too long ago, and I'm blanking.
Who? UCLA didn't?
No, they never have.
Exactly. I'm trying to think.
I'm looking it up right now, because I'm kind of like, appearances. Here we go. Oregon.
That's not California, though. That's,
yeah, but that's West Coast. It counts.
I'm just thinking like California, the state. Like those
state
teams.
The state of California.
Yeah.
Yeah, not one team from the state of California has ever made the college.
Damn, that's kind of shocking.
It is pretty shocking. And like, you want me to name off the teams that have made the college football playoff? Like, you're gonna like, I'm gonna name some teams. You'd be like, oh yeah, they made the playoff. Like, remember that?
Yeah, go for it.
You got Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, LSU, Washington.
Yeah.
Because, well, last year, duh.
Yeah.
Oregon, TCU. Remember that?
Yeah. Remember I that? Do remember them yep. getting throttled. Yeah.
Yeah. TCU's officially in remember when territory, which is kind of upsetting because that was 2 years
I know.
ago.
I know.
Because they were so bad after.
I know. And they changed the whole format. So it's a whole different thing now.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
With Baker and Nixon. Yeah. All right.
I remember that.
Notre Dame made the playoff.
With who?
They made it twice. They had the most recent one was 2020. They had Ian Book at quarter. It was the year that they were
Ian Book. Yeah, I do remember that.
It was the year that they were in the ACC because independent football wasn't have or not
because
like independent
COVID.
Because I don't the NCAA wouldn't let teams that were not in conferences like
oh make the playoffs.
Travel. No, travel.
Oh, because of so COVID. That, okay.
Because
yeah,
of
yeah.
COVID. So that's why UConn didn't have like yeah, that. Yeah. Didn't yeah, have a yeah. season. I'm trying to think. Ian Book, that guy from that linebacker. Oh, Owosu Koramoa. He was on that team as well. I'm trying to find Kyren Williams.
No.
Was on that team. Know. Yes. Okay.
Fuck Notre Dame, dude. yeah. Ole Miss make the playoffs?
Michael Meyer was a freshman.
Oh.
Remember that. He was one of the best tight ends in the country. And then 2018. And now I lost all of... There we go. 2018 Notre Dame. They finished the regular season 2-0. Let's see who they had.
Yeah.
Chase Beast. Moved into the NFL. And now I have like an actual...
Whatever. Fuck Notre Dame. Ole Miss ever make it?
No. Florida State.
Yeah.
Michigan State. Michigan State made the playoff, yes. Cincinnati.
What? That's a Cincinnati one.
Who was on that team, Tim? Who was on that team?
Dude,
come on, you should get this. You should get this. You should get this.
Dude, I'm drawing a complete blank. Like,
I'm mad at you that you are not getting this.
Was it... No, it wasn't. Was it Sauce's year?
Yes, it was Sauce's year.
I didn't know they made the playoffs. I was literally thinking, you have no idea how far back I was thinking for like no reason. I'm like, Kelsey? Like the Kelseys weren't. There's no way that's possible.
Sauce and Ritter. You don't remember that?
No,
I
don't remember the Michigan State one. I have no, I couldn't, I was thinking, I thought Kirk Cousins when you first said that. I no idea who was possibly
I have,
on that
I,
team.
I have to see who was on that fucking team. I'm almost like 2015. They went 12-1. Shout out Mark D'Antonio. Trying to find like NFL players that like made this team, and I can't.
Was their defense good? Like I don't...
Connor Cook. He was on that team. He was a pretty good quarterback. Yeah, who's on that team? I'm like, looking at wide receivers. I don't recognize. Anyone. And mind you, I was like 13 when this happened. So
Aaron Burbridge?
If anybody... Oh, Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
Montez Sweat was one
Matt
of them.
Skoll, Brian Allen was on the team. Lawrence Thomas. Malik
yeah, that's,
McDowell.
Yeah.
These are all guys in the NFL. Demetrius Cox.
Aaron. What a name.
What is this team? Anyone? Like any...
They got throttled. At least I think. They got throttled in the... In their playoff game, I think they play Bama. Yeah,
let me say they lost 38-0.
Oh Jesus Christ!
In the Good Cotton Bowl of Bama. Oh my God! They didn't even. They weren't even like Iowa was good this year. They beat 4-ranked Iowa to jump to the third seed.
Oh yeah, Iowa. Don't let the recency bias get to you.
They beat Ohio State. They beat Ohio State. They beat Michigan.
Who did
beat Oregon?
Their only loss was at Nebraska,
and they lost by a point.
Who was on that Ohio State team? I wonder. Jesus Christ!
Was it loaded?
Joey Bosa, Zeke Elliott, Eli Apple, Michael Thomas, Taylor Decker, Darren Lee, Von Bell, Braxton Miller, Cardale
JT
Jones.
JT Barrett was their quarterback?
Yeah.
JT Barrett was nice. So was Braxton Miller.
Yeah, this is like, that's a loaded. Those are all players that got drafted that season.
Wow. Good for them to win that game. Who was on the Bama team then they got throttled by?
I believe
Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake,
probably
Damian Harris. Yeah, it's this team. It is this
A'shaun
team.
A'shaun Robinson.
Then Calvin Ridley.
Who was on Clemson? That was
Clemson
definitely.
Won?
Clemson won the national. They won the national title. Let's see.
Oh, they won
Jack Lawson.
Oh yeah, they were. Yeah, Deshaun Watson. Yeah,
Deshaun Watson, Mike Williams, Wayne Gallman, Hunter Renfro.
Oh yeah, they were a good team.
Ray McLeod. Yeah, this is a fucking. happened?
Who did they lose? They lost two?
No, who? Bama?
They went 14-1.
Who'd they lose to?
Who am I looking at?
Oh, they lost to Alabama that year. Okay.
Yeah.
Alabama ended up winning the whole thing. I read it wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, what?
Yeah. Oof. All right. Let's go to baseball real quick.
Oh my God, Bama didn't lose a game by like anything. Jesus.
Let's go to baseball real quick. The Yankees finally. Yeah,
college football.
We living in the past. Yankees, they do a good thing. They call up Jason Dominguez, and you should have. They called up Jason Dominguez. Great
rejoice,
job. Rejoice.
Terrible attempt on that second base pop up though that Bobby Witt scored on.
They won the game. Austin Wells, who's probably going to be fucking rookie of the year.
Honestly, might be.
I love it. I'm loving Yankee baseball right now. Orioles lost to the Red Sox yesterday.
Routed. There was two back-to-back home runs by the same two guys. It was
Ref Snyder and O'Neill, yeah.
Yeah, twice. That was a crazy game.
If this is the time to freaking put the foot on the gas, just give me some hope going into October. Just
You're
give
telling me.
Some me. Hope. Yeah, I mean, you.
Get me
I
to think, October.
Yeah.
get the me there. Please.
The lineup today is the lineup that Yankee fans have been hoping and dreaming of since we acquired Jazz Chisholm. Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Austin Wells, Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm, Jason Dominguez, Anthony Rizzo, Anthony Volpe. Like, that is the lineup everyone has been, like, hoping and praying for, and here we are. Like,
you got it.
Proof that bullying works.
There you go.
Yeah, for real. Proof that bullying actually fucking works. And then they already, the corresponding move to get Dominguez up was DJ LeMahieu to the IL with right hip impingement. Most phantom IL.
Yeah, I was about to, what?
ever seen.
Are they ever going to crack down on this? Because the Mets do it a ton.
Know.
I mean,
Aaron
it's the most.
I mean, they kind of already did crack down on it. Because that's how, what's his name? Or not, that's not why he got fired, but that was like sort of.
But like,
the
final
straw.
Right. But dude, I love the Phantom IL. That's a Joe Tool. Yeah. That's a Joe Tool quote. Loves the Phantom IL.
Aaron Boone basically says, like, I highly doubt we see him back, which probably means we won't see him ever again.
I think he's done. I think his career's over.
He's done. I will say this. I'm happy that Anthony Rizzo has like found himself since coming back from the IL. I'm loving it. He's hit.
Why not?
Like, the defense at first base is a godsend because the defense at first base, when he was gone, was abysmal with LeMahieu and Rice. I know Ben Rice had that 3-home run game, and baseball turns into you look back at one thing and you just rely on that one thing. But really, baseball is a what have you done for me lately sport.
It is 100% a what have you done for me lately sport.
Yeah, it's not. It was not cutting it for Ben Rice. He's down in the minors. Stroman on the mound tonight, going up against Seth Lugo.
It still makes me so mad. It makes because like as good as the Mets rotation's been great, like phenomenal since the All Star break. I have no complaints. Imagine they had Seth Lugo even in the bullpen because just that guy was a bullpen arm. I mean, he was our reliever. He was our long reliever.
Mets go up north. They'll be taking on the Blue Jays, going up against an old friend, Chris Bassitt. Going it's up against right. an old friend.
Facing 9-1 David Peterson with a 2.75 ERA.
Who, I can't believe there's not enough juice on the Met money line when David Peterson's starting. Is he
one of the most underrated pitchers in the entire MLB? Like, no one talks about this dude. Just at least this season. I know he's been horrendous in the past, and I thought McGill could make this miraculous turnaround too. God, was I wrong? But
yeah,
Peterson's been great. I mean, he's been phenomenal. This is the best Mets baseball I've watched in a while. Stan, if I told you in May that the Mets would be 1.5
June,
games out of the top,
even.
June, yeah,
June.
The Mets are fighting for the top wild card spot.
Let's just put it this way: pre Jorge Lopez, post Jorge Lopez,
yeah,
Jose Iglesias. Mets going on a run.
Jose Iglesias.
Like, I mean, they found it. They're 9-1 in their last 10. They're on a heater, and
yeah,
it's just winning. Like, they're just winning baseball games. I mean, before they lost that game the other night, Stan, they had a lead for 83 innings straight. They had not had given up a lead for 83 innings. It's unbelievable, and. This, you know what, Stan? I'm so excited because if you look at their schedule, the amount of games that matter to finish the season.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of games that matter.
They got a 3-game stint against Philly after this. They go to Washington at Philly. They come home, they play Washington for 3 games. Philly comes in to play them for 4 games. They got Atlanta for 3 and then finish with Milwaukee for 3. They're playing the top teams in baseball. 7 games against the Phillies. They have 3 games against Atlanta and 3 games against Milwaukee. They have to stay scorching hot because they barely have the third. They have 1 game in the third wild card spot.
I was just looking at the spot. Let's take a look at the wild card spots now. Your division leaders in the American League, Yankees, best team in the American League by a game at 83-61. The Guardians,
we're catching you
at 82-62. The Astros, 76-66. Your wild card spots seem pretty set in stone.
I don't know.
I want
Does Boston get the job done? God damn it, Stan. Does Boston get the job done? Dude,
I don't see it.
Minnesota's been terrible in their last. I know Boston's kind of getting out of that, you know, cold stretch because the Mets swept them and it went downhill.
So Boston coming up. So they have 2 against Baltimore, 4 in the Bronx against the Yankees, 3 at Tampa.
They play the Yankees well, dude. I'm sorry.
No, they do. Yeah, Cora outmanages Boone a lot. Twins for 3 in Fenway at Toronto.
That's a huge series.
That's a big series, yeah. At Toronto, then home against Tampa. Minnesota, we got. Like, they're losing game. They've lost 4 straight.
Dude, they stink.
They have 2 against the Angels, 3 against the Reds, 4 at Cleveland, 3 at Boston, 3 against Miami. And then to finish the year, they have 3 against Baltimore.
I mean, that's a much easier schedule. But honestly, if they sweep the series against Minnesota, Boston, and this thing, like, I see a very slim. That'd be nuts, though. That would be nuts.
Yeah. We look to the National League. Your division leaders tied for the best record in the National League. The Phillies and the Dodgers both at 86-58. The Brewers at 82-61. Did not expect to see them.
And I will say this, Stan, first time in a very long time, the NL is better than the AL. So,
yes.
First time in a long time.
Yes. All your wildcard teams, we have the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, the Braves on the outside looking in. It's a 4-team race.
This is a crazy wild. This is one of the craziest wildcard races I think I've seen in a very long time.
It's going to be good to have October baseball back.
And you know what's crazy?
Hopefully in both the Bronx and Queens.
Yes. You know what's crazy, Stan? Is there a world where the Diamondbacks don't make it and you have the Braves and the Mets in there, or where San Diego doesn't make it? It's a game and a half leads. San Diego's lost 2 straight.
It can change within the snap of a finger. I think in the American League, it's going to be those 3 teams.
I think Boston maybe gives it a nudge. You know what I think Boston does? That year Seattle thought they were about to snap the streak and they had 90 wins or whatever, 92 wins, and they just missed it. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it'll be close.
It's going to be close, but I think it's – I don't know where, like, seeding is going to be, but definitely the 3 of Baltimore, Kansas City, Minnesota will definitely make it. Was hesitant to do this. Should we reveal the punishment and then go to Johnny Gaudreau?
I think we just brought up Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah, we just brought it up.
I think it's better just to talk about it.
Brought it up. It sucks. It sucks a lot.
Awful.
As I'm sure that you guys have known by now, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matt were killed by a drunk driver the day before their sister's wedding. They were laid to rest yesterday. It was fucking awful. Like,
awful.
I wouldn't say this happens all the time when like athletes die. Like, this happened to me when Jose Fernandez died. It happened to me when Kobe died, and now when Johnny Gaudreau. Like, you kind of just like sit, you think to yourself, you're like, he's fucked. Like, you can't believe it. You're still it. Like, I'll say
I
this.
I still can't believe it. I have chills right now talking about it.
Four years later, I still can't believe that Kobe Bryant is dead. Like, that's still mind blowing to me. And then now with Johnny Gaudreau, then Meredith revealing that she's pregnant. It's like, God.
It's a horrible situation, and it's awful. And I think I will say, in the outreach in the community, the NHL community, at least the hockey community, and just everyone around, most people growing up, they've been phenomenal. I know they started a GoFundMe for Matthew. I know they raised over, I think, $500,000. The family's somewhat getting some money. It's just, it's a terrible situation.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole.
Just be smart. Just be smart.
Be smart. Don't be an asshole. Call an Uber. Yeah. Like, I make fun
really?
Of it. Every time I go out, my dad, because, you know, we live in a day and age where we, like, text people inauspicious hours in the morning for rides, and they don't answer, and then you're SOL, and then you end up walking, which is...
happens every
not
time.
Not that safe, but effective, but not that safe.
Let's better than driving.
Better than driving, but that's besides my point. Call an Uber. I'll even say this. Lyft, much cheaper. Much cheaper. I spent $8 on a Lyft.
I will have to add this. The guy who did it is just a complete asshole.
He's a piece of shit.
If anyone caught his court Zoom call from him and whatever, that he was in the cell and then told me to stay the week. I mean, he's just absolutely ridiculous. Complaining that he has to stay the week. A terrible situation. That guy's a fucking asshole.
Truly awful. All right. I kind of wanted to do the punishment reveal, and then that we kind of like screwed ourselves.
I know, but you know what? Just to bring some cherishful light, let's lighten the mood a little bit.
To end on a happy note, we'll do this, then we'll do what I saw.
Oh, actually, before we get to the happy note, Ed Cranepohl, another one, rest in peace, passed away, part of that 69 amazing Mets team. So.
You do mention that.
Ed Cranepohl!
RIP.
R.I.P. Ed Cranepohl, part of the amazing Mets.
RIP Ed Cranepohl. The Mets guy. That's the Mets everyone knows. Not Reyes. Not Wright.
Ed Cranepohl.
Not Ruth. Not Gehrig. Not DiMaggio. Not Mantle.
He's an amazing Met. He's an amazing Met.
This man said, Tom LaCroix said, not Bird. Not to Reyes.
Ed Cranepohl.
Ed Cranepohl.
He was a part of the amazing Mets.
To Reyes. That killed me. You mentioned that. I was like, thank you for reminding me. All right, we'll do the punishment reveal, then what I saw, then we'll end it. The punishment for the second annual gambling contest last year, we did the Blazing Challenge, where I nearly killed myself. What the fuck going on over there? Where I nearly killed myself. I still feel it.
I know, but
you can still imagine it. This year we will be doing something less severe with flavor. Location to be determined. I'm trying to figure out some things. The loser of this gambling contest has to do a 30-minute stand-up act.
30 minutes. How much material could you possibly... Where?
I can come up with 30 minutes of material in 5 minutes, I promise you.
I'd have to do crowd work for 30 minutes. This is like at an actual place, or are we just doing it at someone's house? Like,
I would preferably, I would like to do it at an actual at like a place that's doing like an open mic.
All right.
30 minutes can be very lenient.
Yes. Okay. Well, you might even get 30 minutes on an open mic. But what I will tell you
might not even. Yes.
What I will tell you is there is definitely slam poetry places open and around. That is just like, I know Nyack has a ton of them, and that would be hilarious. So that you could also put in the book.
I think stand up act has to be it.
There, but I'm just saying, if we can't find a stand up spot, the replacements. I know like three places in Nyack that have slam poetry nights. That would be exactly. That would be hilarious. And I mean like go up with like five prepared poems where you're like, I'm just gonna go and just start going like go, you know, like birds, air,
what
sound.
I would. I would 100% do just reenact the slam poetry scene from 22 Jump Street.
I just think it would be so funny just going up there, and I was like, Stan, I need, like, if I went up there with five of my own poems.
Oh, what are those things called where it's like, anybody from the crowd, give me an adjective.
Oh, you want to do improv? Yes. We can do an improv. You're thinking of Ted too. I know exactly what you're thinking of right now. German Wings cockpit.
The offices of Charlie Hebdo.
All right, we should probably stop.
Oh my god. All right, so it's either. So we've come down to three. Fun fact.
Yes.
It's either stand up, slam poetry, or an improv show.
I think all three of them are equally as funny because they're funny in a different way. Where if I'm at improv and someone starts screaming stuff at me, and I'm gonna have no idea. It's like Impractical Jokers. I'm gonna have no idea what to do.
But another good one. I just thought of another good one. Impractical Jokers.
We'll knock the list down. We gotta wrap this up at some point.
The bingo episode, if you know, you know.
Oh, where you just keep saying bingo. Yeah, dude, I'm not going to the public library doing that. I will get murdered by those people. There's no way I'm doing that. That is like, they will like fight you.
Yeah, they would actually fight
bingo! You don't have bingo.
you don't have bingo. It's like all like the ladies that I would check in at the swim club.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. I guess we'll move on to what I saw. I have a lot of what I saw, considering that we haven't had an episode in nearly over a month.
I'll start. I have one because it's significant.
Yes.
I played 9 holes of golf the other day, Stan.
My God.
No, I'm being dead serious.
You turned 21 during this hiatus. Oh. You had your 21st birthday.
That's less important than this. Guess what I shot in the 9 holes.
62.
It's 9 holes, dude. What?
Oh, I don't know. Shit, sorry. 32.
37.
Oh, shit.
3 over.
Nice.
Nice. I had 4 birdies, dude. It was awesome. It was fucking sick. I felt like the man, dude. I thought I could go on tour. I, like, shaped a shot, and I was like, holy shit, bro, on Tiger Woods. Dude, I thought it was Tiger Woods. I hit a nice little bend around the trees.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, you know what I saw? Also what I saw? I saw a great Tiger Woods edit of where he's, like...
Oh, did you see that he's meeting with the Saudis?
Yeah, it's not happening. I mean, maybe you'll get more money. I don't know. But he, the edit's so funny. It's like, I need you to just say the alphabet backwards, like not in a singing manner. It's like, did you understand what I said? And he's like, don't sing the national anthem backwards. And just goes this crazy Tiger Woods edit. You know that clip of him with the cop? I'll send it to you. It's awesome.
Yes. Bob, what I saw,
Tyreek Hill, too.
That happened. That was crazy.
You know what? I'm not. I get it. Both sides at fault.
Both
parties 100% at fault. Don't roll up your window if it's that tinted, dude. I mean, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yes, do not do.
Yeah. But at the same time, to those police officers, I feel like you need to, like, know
chill.
Your personnel.
Yeah. Also, yeah, just like, chill out a little bit.
Know
like,
you're dealing with.
Especially Calais Campbell, too.
Jonnu Smith. He was just, like, sitting there complying. Window open, he's like, show me your ID or else you're under arrest.
Yeah, it's like what
the fuck?
No, they were definitely out of line. And that dude's on administrative leave now, too, so.
Yeah. All right, what I saw, we mentioned the old ladies from the swim club. They're a hoot. Those ladies. There was a mass for my aunt back in, like, August. Or not even, like mid-August. And so it was at like a Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So I go to this and it's like a 20-minute mass. And I leave, come back to work like the next day, Tuesday, like five old ladies were like, "Oh, I saw you at mass the other day." I'm like, "So great to see young people like you over there." I'm like,
You and Joe Tool.
Thank you. Thank you. And then my next one I saw. Tim, last year I was a hockey coach.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I was a basketball coach and won the championship. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was, what did we got? 3-0. 3-0 we went. Team Fogarty. Shout out Scans. Shout out Mike Morrissey. Shout out to J. Mike, even though he did not. He tore his labrum. Shout out to he tore his fucking labrum like beginning of the year. Shout out to the Ranhans, Kevin and John. Shout out Dennis. Shout out Fogs.
John Fogarty, pickup.
John Fogarty, foxhole guy. I heard you had a pickup moment.
With that dude, of course I did. I mean, I always do. If I'm playing any, of course I had a moment. Are you joking? I hit like 5 threes in a row, but. Dude, you know me. I'm just on the spark plug. Yeah. But I will say I got complimented a ton on my basketball IQ. So I will say that. And we'll say
I got complimented for my basketball IQ as a coach. Not
we know
a,
ball.
We're gonna come we back knew. Next year with a locked and loaded roster, a healthy roster.
We knew ball.
We won the championship without our roster at
100%. Just give me a 10-day.
Liam Scanlon had a sprained MCL. He was out for the year.
You got Liam Scanlon on this team? Are you keeping in the ball game, all right?
God damn. I know. J. Mike with a torn labrum. Like, we're going to have
all these injuries, I'm in the G League.
We're going to have a revamped and reloaded roster. I think, Tim, you could be a part of this because the winner got a $250 gift card to B-Dubs. And then the next day, we had so much B-Dubs, so much beer. It was awesome. It was a great time.
Stan, I could legitimately give you an efficient 8-4-2, and those two are steals. Eight points, four assists, two steals.
The team that we played in the championship, like that, the guy was like, this like giant 6'7" guy, and he like played basketball at Newport.
Am I guarding him? No, I'm not guarding him.
There's this one guy. I could have sworn I thought he was Jose Alvarado. If you look at my Instagram post, or no, I did the wrong post, wrong picture. Even I don't know. There was a guy that looked like Jose Alvarado. I will say though, the best coaching moment. We've been at this for almost 90 minutes, but anyway,
I take a fucking charge for you, Stan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's why I need to fly.
The first game, Mike drew a foul that should have been a travel. And they called a foul, count the basket. This guy's like 40 years old, bald, and like arguing with the ref. And we like know the refs. Like they're so rigged. But anyway.
I would have started a fight, dude. I'm just thinking about I would have.
He like keeps on like arguing with him. He gets the 40-year-old gets teed up. So then Mike hits the free. This is the most impressive part.
Mike hit the free throw.
Two kids got teed up. Mike hit 4 free throws in a row.
There you go. Yo, how tall was the bald guy? Was he like?
It's on YouTube. You can see it. I'll send you.
Well, just tell me how tall do you think he was?
I'd say he was the same size as Mike.
Oh my god, 100%. While he was arguing with the ref, I would have went up.
He was
right,
arguing.
Yeah. I would have went up right behind him. Michael Jordan, just like right on his head, and then got teed up and thrown out of.
Best part though, after Mike hits the 4th free throw, I'm like, Jack tells me to call a timeout. I was like, wait, no, that's a good idea. I called a timeout so they could just still argue so we could have more technical fouls. It didn't happen, but the two of the guys had to be held back, but it was very funny. And I was mic'd up for that game too, but the mic died halfway through the game, so it was just like lost footage.
If you argue in basketball, like in those rec leagues, like at all, do you get attacked immediately?
Basketball.
Yeah, but dude,
if you're arguing in that.
There's fights in men's league hockey, like beating each other to a pulp.
I love how like I'm judging it. Meanwhile, like I was arguing a call at one point, and I was
exactly.
like, "Come on,
exactly."
Like, there was they had like three refs, and the ref that we knew, Chris, there was this like small ref, like first job, like ref in doing that. Mike's like straight up. The guard like initiates the contact, and like Mike is like straight up like this, calls a foul and one. It's like a 7-point game with like a minute left. We're about to like put this game out of reach, and he calls that. I was like, Chris, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm like, hello. Hello. He's like, I know. He's new to the crew. Cut him some slack. I'm like, all right, but like, come on now.
I tried to get an embellishment call in men's league this year.
That's
screaming at the ref. I was like, that motherfucker dove. And you're going to tell me that that's embellishment? Yeah,
I know.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like our YouTube survived. That's actually like the fun fact about this. This is our most impressive feat in the history of this podcast. Our YouTube survived and was not locked out after a month of inactivity.
The tidal wave of 21.
I've just been like consistently logging onto it just to be like, hey, we're alive.
We're good to go.
We survived. We're good to go. We're back. Be sure to like this video on YouTube. Leave a comment on our YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube. Bully everyone that you know in that UMass Lowell apartment right now to subscribe to YouTube. I'll do the same thing with
mine.
I'll
give them the heads up.
Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars.
5 stars only. And we will see you guys on Thursday for week 2 picks and predictions.
I'm going 3 for 3. I'm going 3 for 3.
The road to stand up, or the road to the stage. Starts. Say the stage.
Next week.
Or started last week, but
No. No, that's preseason.
It's preseason. Doesn't count. 0-3. 0-3 asterisk. Doesn't count.
It's just a chalk up, dude. There's nothing in the it's nothing. It's like preseason and it's like spring training, dude. You can go 0 for a million.
That's fair.
You're still
that's actually fair. All right. See you guys. See you guys Thursday. Peace out.